Hello, welcome again to another episode of Unsolicited. For today, we have a very special topic for you guys. Ito ay isang apo na nagreklamo tungkol sa kanyang lola. Alright, let me read it to you. From username, I, the Filipino Yokai. So, Yokai ata is ghost sa Japanese, no? Interesting username. From subreddit Philippines. The title is, Tempted to nab my Lola's phone and block all the DDS pages I can find on her FB. Saya. Okay. She's looked after me ever since I was a baby, and we have a good relationship as grandmother and daughter. She's also really good with other people and has a reputation for being makisama person in the family, which has earned her a lot of friends. So, magaling makisama. And I'm not surprised. Kasi back in their time, malakas pa yung values ng pakikisama. And alam mo yun, yung ayaw mong maka-offend, ayaw mong makakaroon ng kaaway, you're doing favors for everyone. Yun yung tradition nila that time. Pero ngayon modern times kasi tayo, we're not really afraid to offend anyone eh. Maraming offended, pero mas hindi na tayo takot na maka-offend. Mas self-assured tayo, kumbaga. Alright, tuloy ko. Generally speaking, she's a really sweet and caring woman who loves her family, and honestly, I thank God or sino pa man nandyan for blessing the world with her presence. However, oh boy, eto na. I noticed that she spews a lot of DDS talking points and it hurts. She tells me stuff that the protesters are just reclamador, that Otso Derecho somehow cheated in the senatorial elections, and that the people in the government that criticize Duterte don't do shit. Okay, ito madalas to nangyayari. I think lahat to naranasan nating lahat this past few years, lalo na yung previous presidential election. Kasi the candidates are really on the extreme sides of the spectrum. Mga polarizing figures, lalo na si Duterte ngayon. And hindi ka nag-iisa sa family mo. Yung mga nakakaaway, ang dami-daming Pilipino nakaaway ang mga kapamilya, kaibigan, over political views and opinions. And kung sino yung binoto nila ng election. Sabi nga, religion is like politics and politics is like religion. Dapat pag-iwasan yan sa mga usapan. Sa usapang inuman, dahil na yung usapang wala naman talagang gustong makinig, yung nagyayabangan lang kayo or nagsisiraan. Yan yung pinagmumula na away eh. I think religion and politics, dapat pinag-uusapan siya sa isang platform or sa isang usapan na open makinig yung isa sa opinion ng isa. Hindi pwedeng nagbabatuhan lang kayo. Kailangan tumatanggap din. So I understand your frustration. Kasi lola mo yan at ikaw, syempre, apo niya. Ang layo ng level ng ano niyo eh, ng maturity, ng understanding, at ng pagiging, I hate to use this, pero yung pagiging woke sa information. So siguro challenge din sa lola mo yung access sa information, no? Sa fact-checking. So okay, tuloy natin. I know it has something to do with the fact she's on Facebook all the time. Hell, one time I overheard some dumbass on her phone ranting about how puro COVID-COVID ang usapan ng mga dilawan. And I told her to close that down. It's sad to watch since she seems just a bit more dissatisfied with the world, and this whole pandemic quarantine business isn't helping matters at all. I don't know if I'm looking for advice or commiseration or what have you, but that's the situation I'm in now. End of story. To be honest, hindi ko alam ang sasabihin ko sa'yo kasi I have the same problem. And i-out ko yung sarili ko, I was a Duterte supporter before. Up until nagtalaga siya ng mga questionable people. Nag-appoint siya. That's when I started to slip down a slippery slope. I'm not a dilawan, but after that time, parang akong yung girlfriend na laging nangangabit yung boyfriend ko. Tapos finally nadala na ako. So I've just given up on the concept of a government. And until hindi mabago yung system, I think up until then, talo tayong lahat. So enough about me. What I'm saying is, I understand your frustration. I understand also your lola. Kanya-kanyang belief yan eh. Politics is like a religion for me. Kasi naniniwala tayo ang religion, you believe someone will save you. Ganun din sa politics, that you also believe that someone up there will save you. Position nila. And like religion, politics is just having faith na itong pinaniwalaan mo to is ililigtas ka talaga. And like religion, mahirap din mag-convert ng isang naniniwala sa isang tao or sa isang deity na faith-based na magpalit ng opinion niya kasi deeply personal yun. Ang advice ko sa'yo, huwag mong i-block yung content na yun sa cellphone. Kasi private na gamit, personal property yung cellphone. Huwag mong kukunin sa lola mo yun. Ang pinaka pwede mong gawin is engage in a meaningful conversation sa lola mo. I know, ang hirap niya kasi lola yan, minsan dismissive yan sa mga opinion ng mga mas bata sa kanila, di ba? Pero keep that channel open kasi yan na lang yung pag-asa mo to converse and to hopefully have a meaningful conversation sa lola mo. Pero alam mo, ito, if you really want to be sneaky, ganito gawin mo. Huwag mong i-unfollow yung mga Duterte pages. Ganito gawin mo. Sneak into your lola's phone. Tapos mag-follow ka naman ng mga dilawan. Magugulat siya. Bigla may mga dilawan na lumalabas sa feed niya. Pero merong scientific fact itong advice kong to. May sinasabi kasi ang mga sociologists ngayon na with the dawn and the use of Facebook and social media, nagkakaroon ng tinatawag na echo chamber eh. Itong echo chamber is, lahat ng mga likes mo, yun din lang yung fina-follow mo sa Facebook. And sa Twitter, lahat ng mga pages na nagsishare ng same opinion sa'yo, yun din lang yung fina-follow mo sa Facebook. So it creates this chamber na lahat ng paniniwala mo, yun din lang yung naririnig mo. And wala kang any differing opinions in terms of science, kumbaga, parang walang peer review. Walang nagva-validate or nag-invalidate ng points of view mo. So ikaw din, ang advice ko sa'yo, follow ka rin ng ibang mga DDS pages or kahit hindi DDS pages, right-wing or conservative media. Aside from your liberal point of view, para educated din yung points of views mo. Diba? Okay, to wrap things up, engage your lola in a meaningful conversation in a place or in a situation na both of you, hindi lang siya, both of you, nakikinig sa points ng bawat isa. Ikaw nakikinig ka sa points niya at siya nakikinig siya sa points mo. Do not, again, do not do it over family dinner. Kasi ang family dinner, ang purpose niyan is pag-usapan niyo yung mga nangyari sa araw ninyo, mangumusta kayo sa isa't isa. Politics, huwag niyong isasama sa family dinner. It's meant to be an enjoyable bonding moment for all. Second, ito yung tip ko sa'yo. Mang-add ka ng pages ng dilawan sa cellphone ng lola mo. Pero hindi lang sa lola mo, ikaw din. Huwag kang mang-unfollow sa Facebook ng anyone na differing yung opinion sa'yo. Kahit nakakainis, magtira ka ng dalawa o tatlo na kahit different yung points nila sa'yo, you respect it to avoid the phenomenon of echo chamber. Para lang, alam mo yun, rooted pa rin sa reality and sa differing opinions yung logic mo sa pinaniniwalaan mo. And thirdly, politics lang yan, Chong. Huwag mo hayaang masira ang relationship mo with your lola over politics. Kasi lahat sila pare-pareho lang, pare. Lahat sila pare-pareho lang. ilang beses na ako naloko sa branding, sa image, sa marketing ng mga politicians na yan, sa personality nila. At the end of the day, lahat sila nagnanakaw pa rin. And it's not something to ruin your family over. Mas mahalaga lola mo. Okay? Yun. I hope may nakpulot kayo. And see you again on the next one. Bye-bye.